Okay, Gemar Chasima Tova to all. We are picking it up together on Daf Chav Beis and Mabeis. Again, scheduling note, now is Motsoi Tzom Gedalia, so now we're doing today's Daf Monday. Tomorrow there will not be a Daf on the web. I give a Gemara Shir in the Shul, so that's Kavua, that's tomorrow night. Wednesday night, we will be meeting at 8:30 to do Tuesday and Wednesday's Daf. Thursday I have a prior engagement, so Menachem will be doing Thursday and Friday's Daf on Thursday night at 8:30. Thursday and Friday, and the Bezer Shem Sunday morning, Erev Yom Kippur, we get back to regular schedule until Yom Kippur and then Sukkot. But generally, it'll be regular scheduled morning daf, starting with Bezer Shem Erev Yom Kippur next week. But again, tonight is now. Tuesday and Wednesday night's daf on Wednesday night. Thursday and Friday night's daf. Thursday and Friday's daf on Thursday night. And now, we have today's daf. Schus of learning together in Tav Shin Samach Zayin. Here we go. Ha'osa sukasa barosha agalo barosha svina kesheira. The Mishnah Daf Chaf Beis Mabeis says, if you build a sukkah on the top of a wagon or on the top of a boat. Remember, I was in a couple years ago, I was in Neot Kedumim, which is right near Chashmonaim in Eretz Yisrael, and they have a place there around sukkah's time, they have all the sukkahs built. So I saw the Rosh HaGala, the Rosh HaSvina, they have a sukkah on a camel, all different sukkahs, sukkah of a teepee, sukkah in a haystack, Mal Me'as Ramam, shorter than 10 Tvachim. So they have all the sukkahs they have there. If you ever want to go, maybe they have this sukkahs too. But here's one of the cases. If you have a sukkah on the top of a wagon or on the boat, kishera, the halacha is kosher. What's the chiddush? Saying it's kosher. What's wrong with it? So Rashi says, even though it is movable, it's not kavua, still it's kosher. Rashi is not says save a fairish, but Rashi could be alluding to what was said 2 days ago's daf that we learned on Yantif with the previous Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph from Abayz. The Mishnah had said Hasomech Sukaso Bekare Hamita Keshera. The Mishnah had said if you lean your sukkah on the bedposts, and Rabbi Yehuda said if it can't stand b'fnei atzma psula. No, if it has to be supported by the bedposts, it's possible. The Gemara had 2 days. Why is that possible? The second one was Ramad on the Dover Makabel Tuma, but the first one was Ein La Keva. And Rashi explains that's because it's movable. You take the bed out. You take the you're using it. It's moving. So if it's constantly moving, maybe that's a psula according to that Rabbi Yehuda. We're gonna get back to that Rashi a little bit later. But that's maybe what Rashi is referring to here. I don't think that's a problem here. If it's on the Rosh HaGala, Rosh HaSvina, it is kosher, but olin labiyantif, and there's no problem to use that sukkah on yantif. The lashon olin is used because they used to build sukkahs on the roof. That's what olin. It really just means you're allowed to go into that sukkah on yantif. Why did it say that? Why? What would you think otherwise? Because of the seifa. The following: barosha ilon o agabi gamal. If you build a sukkah in a tree, you have a tree sukkah. O agabi gamal, or on a camel kishera, then mida rice is a kosher sukkah. Right? If it's on an animal on a tree, the ain olin labiyantif. But one is not allowed to use that sukkah on Yantif. Why is that? Because we learned in Masechah Shabbos, there is an Isser Durabanan of using trees or using animals on Shabbos. Gzera, originally Shema Yitzlosh, by an animal you might come to pull off a branch in order to lead the animal, the horse, and that was the tree, and the animals, also the Gzera of Hishtamshus Bibahema. So because of those two Isurei Durabanan, it is Aser Midurabanan to make use, and even Muksa. Even Muksa, we spoke then, if you remember, about tying your shoe, putting your foot up on a tree in order to tie your shoe. That's also Aser Midrabanan, unless it's shorter than Gimel Tvachim from the ground, that is called Karka. Or you can't hang your jacket on a branch, right? Unless it's Sidei that studied the study a few steps removed, right? The hammock Shaila. You have to have the nail on a hook with a hammock. So again, but directly, for sure, it's Aser Midrabanan. So here, being in the sukkah in the tree or on the animal, That's great usage. You're getting great usage. And it's also midrabanan. So midaraisa, it's a good sukkah, but you can't go in it on yantif. What if you did go in it on yantif? What if you went in on yantif? So Rashi says here, beferish, Rashi says, v'af b'yantif, first Rashi says you could go in it on chol hamoed. That's not a problem. But v'af b'yantif, Rashi says on about the 6th wide line, im avar v'ala yilo yatzi dechavaso. If you went in on yantif, you're still yotzei, even though you weren't supposed to go in. But if you went in on yantif, you were yotzei. Interesting Meiri here. The Meiri says if you went in, you're still yotzei, and if you went in b'shogeg, you could even make a bracha of leishi basuka. That's the lashon of the Meiri. He says kishabim alaba b'shogeg yireli sharashoy lavarech. The Farshim just ask, why dafka b'shogeg? But if you went in b'mezid, you already did it. What, it's a mitzvah above avera? Maybe. That's the only possibility. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that if you make a bracha on something that's an avera, so it's b'tzei aberech mi'etz Hashem. Hashem is disgusted with that bracha. So maybe you went bemazed. It's but he says yearly. Yearly always means he doesn't have a source for it, but it's in his mind. That's what he thinks. Yearly. So that's Rashi. And the Meiri goes one step further and says not only could you go in, but you could even make a bracha. So interesting. The Achronim here have two kashas. Same kasha, but for two different reasons. Why are you yotzi if you went in? Ask the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says mitzvah b'avera. Right? Why is it? Why should he be yotzi at all? If you went in, you violated an avera, mitzvah b'avera. Yes, it is an iser d'rabanan, but we're assuming maybe even an avera mid'rabanan creates a mitzvah b'avera. Something that we're going to discuss starting later in the week, lulav hagazel. It's all about the whole first sugyan, lulav hagazel, is about mitzvah b'avera. So why wouldn't you say that here? So there's an important yisod, which again will come up time and time again, and that is based on a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that mitzvah b'avera is only where there is a chefsa shel mitzvah being used. A chefsa shel mitzvah, a chefsa which is asura. Right? You have a lulav that's stolen. So lulav hagazel. Matzah gezula, says the Yerushalmi. So you have items that were stolen. Matzah shel tevel. Try to do a mitzvah with matzah shel tevel. Or the like. Where you have a chetza, the isura, that's where you say there's a concept of mitzvah baba avera. The avera adheres in the chetza, in the object, and it is tainted, and you can't use this for a mitzvah. Here, the gavra violated an iser. You went into a sukkah that you weren't supposed to go into. So you're violated. But is it a sukkah de isura? Even we're going to talk about, can you steal a sukkah? Sukkah gzula. We're going to talk about that. Hashem Daf Lamed Aleph. It comes up in the third parak. But here, it's not that. You build it in a tree. It's a kosher sukkah. It's a kosher sukkah. What's the problem? So you violated an iser. So maybe that answers the Prima Gadim's kasha. That there wouldn't be a, he's obviously not so. But this is one answer to the kasha that maybe mitzvah b'avera is only where there is a chefsa di isur. So that's one question of the Prima Gadim. What about mitzvah b'avera? And that's the answer. Another question that is asked, the same kasha, why is it okay if you go in, but for a different reason? The Bikur Yaakov, or Yaakov Ettlinger, in his commentary on Hilchos Sukkah, says, why should you be good? We have a principle that we learned at the beginning of Maseches Temura called Kol Milsa Da'avid Rachmana, Yavid Lo Mahani, Kol Misi Da'amar Rachmana Lo Sevid, Yavid Lo Mahani, or Yavid Mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something, and you do it anyway, does it help? Does it work or not? For example, the Gemara there brings up, if a Kohen tries to marry a Grusha, Asur Daraisa, Asur Min Daraisa for Kohen to marry a Grusha, what if he does? So we paskin Chayv Elavin, it works, it's violates, he did an Issa Daraisa, but they're married. If a man tries to marry his sister, they're not married. Right? That's Chayv Ekrisis, that doesn't work. It's just that it's anti-definitional. A brother and no sister can't be married. But a Kohen and a Grusha is not anti-definitional. You could be married, but it's living in sin. It's an Aveira. It's an Isser. And their children are Halalim. That's a Kohen and a Grusha. So the Gemara there brings up, why? The Torah says you can't do it. If the Torah says you can't do it, and you say it works, then there's no teeth to the Isser of the Torah. So how can you? So that's a big discussion. There's three blots at the beginning of Maseches Temura. Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. Some extend that to even Yisurei D'Rabbanan. So assuming that it extends to even Yisurei D'Rabbanan, ask the Bikur Yaakov here. So the Torah says, the Rabbanan say, don't go into the sukkah. So how can you say, you go into the sukkah, you're going to be out to the mitzvah? That's the question of the Bikur Yaakov. So an answer to that question, which many Achronim suggest, and this is more not a sukkah issue, but in that context, and that is, Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani, is only an issue when it comes to a place where there's a chalos. There has to be a certain halachic effect. Marriage, a status change. That's what we talk about. Mahani, Yavid Mahani, Lo Mahani. Are they married or not? Is there a chalos hektish or not? There's some type of an effect. Here we're talking about your mitzvah of sukkah. Do you get the mitzvah or not? That has nothing to do with Mahani or Lo Mahani. This is about a mitzias. A mitzias, a physical act. So of course it works. Yavid Lo Mahani is not shayach in this case. That's what Rav Elchanan and others suggest that. They talk about it in the context of shchita. Shchita on Shabbos. Is it a shchita ksheri, even though you violate the shchita b'meisin? So in that context, in the mission of the first parak in Chulin, that's where a lot of action is, the achronim on Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. And many say that it only applies to cases where there has to be a chalos. That's why the question of the Bikur Yaakov wouldn't get off the ground. Okay, but this is all comes out from this little Rashi. Where Rashi says, if you go into this sukkah, you still yotze your mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. Second half of the Mishnah. Shtayim bi'ilon v'achas bidei adam. Let's say you have a three-walled sukkah. Two of the walls are in the tree, and one of them is on the floor. Meaning, let's say one of them starts off all on the ground, goes all the way up. So you have this a nice sukkah, but one of your walls is really from the ground. It's not in the tree. O shtayim bidei adam v'achas bi'ilon. Or you have two made by man, and one made in the tree. Right, but so still, what's the common denominator here? If you take away the wall and the tree, you don't have a kosher sukkah. That's the common denominator. So kashera. So again, the sukkah is kosher, but bein olam biyantif. You can't use that because again, a crucial part of your sukkah is supported by the tree, and it will be considered a hishtamshus be'ilon if you sit in that sukkah. But, says the Mishnah, shalosh b'dei adam, v'achas b'ilon, if you have three walls, b'dei adam, three walls shooting up from all the way on the bottom, and you have an extra wall, a fourth one, from the tree, kisheir v'on labiyantif. So that, you're allowed to even go up in on yantif, because dalmi hacha, take away the one that's in the tree, you still have a sukkah with three walls, and therefore it's not a problem. And the Mishnah just summarizes, zeh haklal, this is the rule, kol sheyinatel ha'ilon, v'yecholo la'amod b'fnei atzma, any time that I could take away the tree, and you can stand there, kasher ba'on labiyantif. Right? If you can take it away, it's not called using the tree. Right? This similar principle comes up in areas of whenever you have to stand, amida. So you're allowed to lean when you have to, when you're standing. So they say, hey, if you can take away the shtender and you won't fall down, then you're still considered standing. Comes up by when you get an aliyah, kriyas haTorah, in terms of leaning on the bima. Comes up by other dvarim shel amida, shofar, etc. So this similar idea here. If you take away the tree and the sukkah will still be a sukkah, it's good enough. Is there a kanas?
Right.
Is there a kanas that if you went up there, maybe you have to stay there the rest of Shabbos? We're going to talk about that before. The Sfas Emes is going to mention something similar to that in a minute. Okay. So says the Gemara, Mani Masnisan Rabbi Akiva, he. Who is the Mishnah like? Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah which said, going back to the first part of the Mishnah that said that you could build a sukkah on a boat, it's like Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya Hosis, because of Bar Shasfina. If you build a sukkah on a boat, Rabbi Gamliel posa, Rabbi Akiva machshir, Rabbi Gamliel says it's puzzle, Rabbi Akiva's machshirit, so our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, that it's okay. Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Shoy Bam Shasfina. One time they were on a boat together, Amad Rabbi Akiva, Vasa sukkah Bar Shasfina. Rabbi Akiva got up and built his sukkah on the top of a boat. On the top of the boat, the Sfas Emes says it must be that there wasn't any other place to build it on the boat, because l'chora, as we're going to see, l'chora b'Akiva agrees l'chachila, that you can't build a sukkah in a place where it's probably going to get blown away. But at least, let's assume there was no other place. So, l'machar, what happened? Nashva ruach v'akarta, the next day the sukkah blows away. Amalor Gamliel, sarcasm in the Talmud. Or it seems like that way, but we'll see, maybe not. Akiva, heichan sukkascha. Hey Rabbi Akiva, where's your sukkah? End of story. So again, the Pashas is sarcasm, but says the Shlomo Kluger. No, it's not really sarcasm. We'll see what he says in a minute. But anyway, that's the Machlokas. You see, Rabbi Akiva is the one that is Machshir. So our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So let's finish up, and then we'll go over Shlomo Kluger. Amar Abaya, Dekuli Alma Heichos. What's this Machlokas about? That Rabbi Akiva allows on the boat, and Rabbi Gamliel does not allow on the boat. Dekuli Alma Heichos. De'en Yochol Lama Baruch Mitzuy Diabasha Lo Klumi. There are different kinds of winds. There's the winds, there's the normal winds of solid grounds. There's the normal winds of the ocean. The Gemara assumes that the normal wind of the ocean is the abnormal, not normal wind of land. So you have three levels. You have the normal wind of land, the normal wind of lands, the normal wind of the sea, which is the not usual, the unusual wind on land, and then you have on top, you have the unusual tornado, hurricane, wind of the sea. Those are the three levels. So says the Gemara. Everybody would agree. If you build your sukkah in a way that it can't even stand up to the normal winds of land, which is the lowest, softest winds, lav klumu, even Rabbi Akiva would say that's not a good sukkah. That's even less than arai, Rashi says. That's less than arai. That's not going to work. That's one case. And if it can't stand in the unusual, right, in the unusual, I'm sorry, the opposite. If it can stand in the unusual winds of the dry lands, so then everybody agrees that's kosher. If on dry land it can withstand the winds of dry lands, even the Eina Mitsuyas, then it's kosher. So what's the machlokas about? What's the machlokas case between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel? Ki pligi b'diyachol lamo beruach mitsuya diabasha ve'eina yachol lamod. Two gersos here, but they basically mean the same thing. Let's read our gersa. But it can withstand the regular wind of dry land, but it cannot withstand the unusual wind of dry lands. That's our gersa. Beruach she'eina mitsuya diabasha. You see on the side, beruach mitsuya diyam. The same thing for our purposes. So it can't withstand the regular winds of the sea. So that's the case as a machlokas. Rabbi Gamliel Savar, Rabbi Gamliel holds sukkah diras keva be'inon. Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that a sukkah has to be a diras keva. V'kivan de'ini yochol lamod beruach mitsuya diyam lo klumu. And since it cannot stand, keva means it's got to withstand something more than just the stama winds. So it's got to withstand the unusual winds of land or the usual winds of sea. And if it can't, it's not a diras keva. Rabbi Akiva savar sukkah diras arai beina. No, Rabbi Akiva says no. Sukkah is diras arai. The kivan di chol amod bruach mitsuya di abasha kshera. Since it can withstand the regular normal winds of dry land, kshera, then it is okay. So the machlokas is about that case. Number of points on this gemara. The Rav Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elaf HaShlomo in Simin Shin Ayin Ches discusses a case. He says he was asked Bedin im hidlik neiris Chanukah, putting all the Yom Tovim together, im hidlik neiris Chanukah b'makom shaharuach sholeit. You lit your menorah in a place where there's an average wind that comes by. Is that a problem? So we learn that Hilchas Chanukah, hadlak, we have to put it in a place where if it's going to blow out right away, you're not Yosei. But that was the shiloh that he got. So he said, "Imhilak near Chanukah, makam shesh ruach sholeit." He said, "I have a raya from Sukkah Daf Chav Gimel, raya from Sukkah Daf Chav Gimel," and he quotes, "Why didn't he said yes on Rabbi Akiva? How could Rabbi Akiva be machshir in this case? You built it on a boat. You know it's going to blow off tomorrow morning. How is it kosher? It's not royal l'shiva, as we're going to have that lashon in a few minutes. Why did the Gemara say it was a problem of royal l'shiva? How could Rabbi Akiva be machshir?" Hare ain't a ruy l'shiva. Ubal karcha k'sarach lomar, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, a chiddush. Didavka im hasuka machmas atzma ain't a ruy l'shiva. Rak davar acher garam la taharuach ipila. Bikom makam nechsheves ruy l'shiva. This sukkah inherently is a good sukkah. It just so happens you built it on a boat. A very windy place is going to blow down. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that's still called royal l'shiva. You don't look at the outer surroundings. Right? You look at the sukkah itself. The sukkah inherently is a good sukkah. So what? It's going to blow down. But that's good enough for Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, he says, by Neiris Chanukah, and he even says, by Kisui Hadam, the mitzvah to do Kisui Hadam, by those two contexts, even if it's a windy place, if you do the mitzvah in the proper place, and inherently you did the mitzvah properly, it's good flames, it's good Kisui Hadam, and therefore it would be okay. Azlina Basar Hashta, V'neshav Rak, Devar Bar Kayama, Ki'ilu Haya Kach Tamid, V'zeh Borer. Yeah, we try not to rely on that. We try to not light our Hanukkah candles in a place where it's going to go out. But that is what Rav Shlomo Kluger says. And along the way, he says, by the way, V'chichas v'shalom havi kavanoso l'kanter. Do you think that Rabbi Gamliel was just kind of insulting? Where's your sukkah? Chas v'shalom, he was doing that. Rak kavanoso haya kivan teheichan sukkasach ikin lo haisa ruyi l'shiva. What he was really telling him is, where's your sukkah? That's my raya. It wasn't roy for 7 days. He wasn't just like joking around with him and saying, where's your sukkah? But the important point of Shlomo Kluger is that he uses that to say that only an external problem makes it ain't a roy l'shiva. Yeah. Right, so we're going to have to talk about what happens if you live in a very windy place.
So
very windy.
Than
right, so according to Rabbi Akiva, no. According to Rabbi Akiva, it sounds like as long as inherently it's okay, so then it's okay. That's a davar acher garavla. Okay, there's also a Chacham Svi that we discussed a number of times in the past, but he also brings up this Gemara. Chacham Svi talks about the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, if your sukkah is you're able to eat in your sukkah, but not sleep in your sukkah, so then it's, you know, and it's not a good sukkah. The Ramah quotes this Mordechai. Because your sukkah has to be royal l'chol tashmishim. If you build your sukkah in a place where it's not royal l'chol, unless you have a sukkah in a bad neighborhood and you can't sleep there, then it's a pasul sukkah. Right? That's what it's quoted from the Mordechai. The masa sukkah betchila b'vakam royal l'tzar b'sheina lo yasu dechavaso klal afilu b'achila. Says the Chacham Svi, Simen Sadu Dalet, Eino nearly klal. Teishvu kein taduru. What do you mean? You could have a sukkah to eat in. You could have a sukkah to sleep in. Yeah, what? Every sukkah you have has to be royal to sleep in? And one of his rayas that he brings is our Gemara. You think Rabbi Akiva could sleep on the top of the boat in the sukkah? Rabbi Akiva is really a royal. It's going to blow away the next day. You think this is royal to sleep in? Obviously not, says the Chacham Svi. He says, Adarabba, we paskin diras arai, Rabbi Akiva, sha'asa sukkah b'rosh ha'svina, u'mistoma ein derech lishan sham, kivan sha'aruch mitzuya sham, kol sha, v'nocha le'yakar, it's going to get uprooted. V'ein adam yashin b'dira kazu. V'afilo hachi, Rabbi Akiva made it to Eden. Haraya, that is good enough to Eden. And that is good enough. That's the Chacham Svi. Other Achronim do not accept this. They say, oh, maybe it's good enough. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you could have taken a little snooze in there. Couldn't have slept at Yerush Kaba. A little nimnum. It's not a name. That would be good enough. Either way, that's the Machlokas again between the Ramah and the Chacham Svi. But it quotes our Gemara.
We have the other way around earlier.
If you could just sleep in it and not eat in it? No, eating is... No, eating is always easier than sleeping.
There's an issue. There's a sukkah. There's an
issue. We'll talk about it. We'll see. Okay. Good. There is one other question the Sfas Emes asked, which is somewhat of a it's a very it's a Mistaver question. You say, look, so the whole Gemara, lechora eino muvan. What's Rabbi Akiva saying? Because if it was on dry land, it could be a good sukkah and it could stand up. So therefore, even though it's on the boat, so therefore it's good enough. But it's on the boat! Who cares what it is on dry land? It's on the boat, it's going to fly away, so why should the fact that it's on dry, if it would be on dry land, it would be able to be stand in a Ruach She'ena Mesuya? What difference does it make? So the Sfas HaEmes is very bothered by this, and therefore he comes up with a big chiddush. He says, what is a sukkah? Sukkah always has to be a dearest arai. Arai is a relative term. It always has to be less permanent than the normal way where you would be in this environment. So on dry land, usually in a house, you need a sukkah. What's your regular house on a boat is more arai than your regular house on dry land. So you can always go one level down. That's why it's good enough. That's what he says. Yoga is it's a relative term, one level down. Again, others say that no, you defined it. It's a lashon of tefanos. You've created the sukkah. Anyway, it's a good kasha. It's an important kasha which needs to be answered. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Agabi Gamal. So you build your sukkah on a camel. On a camel, so that we had, it is kosher, but you're not allowed to go up on Yontif on it. What is the case of Agabi Gamal? What's the case of Agabi Gamal? So Rashi says, you might have said, what do you need Rashi for? Just build a sukkah, you know, go to Nok Dumim, look at the sukkah, and they hold like Rashi, as we'll see. But, you build it on the back of a camel. That's what does Rashi say? Agabi Behema, Kagon, fifth skinny line, Kagon, Nasan Telasos al Shnei Susim. Put doors on two horses, the Haim Karkaza Sukkah, that'll be your bottom, and then you build up, that's it, you build a sukkah. So you would think that, what's Rashi? Rashi just telling me the pashtus. So maybe Rashi is emphasizing delokitosis. Because Tosus says, quotes Rashi, second Tosus, like I behave, Pierce Country quotes Rashi, but he says I have a problem with what Rashi said 2 days ago. Remember 2 days ago? 2 days ago we referred to it just at the beginning of tonight's shiur. What do we say? If you build your sukkah Bakare Hamita, you build your sukkah on chafal from a base. On the bedposts, so Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im eini yichol lamad b'fnei asap sula." If it can't stand up by itself, it's pasul. And one of the days of the Gemara was why? Ein la keva. What did Rashi say that means? It's movable. It's movable, and therefore it's going to be pasul. Ask Tosvos, that's Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda here. The Gemara is about to say that Rabbi Yehuda is going to pasul on a behema. Why? Give a reason. What do you need another reason for? We just said 2 days ago, it's Ein La Keva. According to Rashi, again, according to Rashi, whose pshat is that the sukkah on a behema means mamish on a behema. So what do you need? The Gemara is going to try to go into another reason why Rabbi Yehuda is going to apostle that sukkah. 2 days ago, Rabbi Yehuda already said, if it's Ein La Keva, if it's movable, it's a problem. So that's why Tosfos says it's a different pshat. What does sukkah agabe behema mean? It means you have a real sukkah. Have a real sukkah. But then you put an animal into your sukkah, you put a floor on top of the animal, and you build some walls. So now that's the animal in Sukkah Dabi Sukkah. But you can't say it's movable because we apostled that already last time. We must be talking about a different case. So what's the chiddush of that? So that's what he's. That what? That's the chiddush is? The chiddush that's puzzle is kosher. It's machlokas. We're going to get to why it's puzzle. It's based on whether we didn't get to there yet. Tosfos Kashi is why do you have to go to another source? But the Ran answers for Rashi. All right, what do you answer for Rashi? Tosa says, good kasha. Tosa says, what do you need a new reason why Rabbi Yehuda is going to say pasul? We had it 2 days ago. So the Ran says, no. What was the problem over there? You had a bedpost, you had a sukkah on bedpost. So what was the problem? You were going to take the bed away. You're going to take the bed away, no more sukkah. Says the Ran, but what's going on here? The whole sukkah, including the floor, is going to move when you move your sukkah. That's not a problem. The problem is if you're going to move the sukkah and now it's not going to be a sukkah anymore. You're taking the sukkah, you're leaving the bottom of it, you're leaving the floor. But says the Ran, you know why here there's a habamina to be different? That's why you would need another reason, lepasul. Why? Because here you're taking the sukkah with you. And that's maybe why he doesn't say this, but maybe that's what Rashi's emphasizing. What does he say? Nasan telasos akabi susin. You're putting the floor on the animal, then you're moving the whole thing. That's the case here, and that's why you have to come up with another reason. But either way, L'sakeim, it's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. What is the case of sukkah agabi behema? Is it mamash agabi behema, or do you have a real sukkah? Says Tosfos, and you put a behema in the sukkah and you build on top of it. Oh, the first case is on a ship. The question is a ship less mitaltela? So it might be movable that you might move it, not movable, but you might move the bed away and use it for something. Okay, so that's the machlokas, what the case is of Agabi Gamal. So says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Masis and Mani Rabbi Meirhi. Who is the Mishnah like that says on an animal is okay? That's Rabbi Meir, because we have a machlokas about it. Tatanya Osa Sukasa Gabi Behema, Rabbi Meir Machsh Rabbi Yehuda Posel. My time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? And this was Sosa's Kasha. What do you need another reason for Rabbi Yehuda? You have it from 2 days ago. That's why he came up with another pshat. Omar Cross says Rabbi Yehuda, Chaga Sukos Tasa Lacha Shivas Yamim. Sukkah, you should build for yourself for 7 days. Sukkah Haru'uya L'Shiva, Shma Sukkah. Sukkah She'ein Haru'uya L'Shiva, Lo Shma Sukkah. A sukkah that is sturdy enough, that can last for 7 days, that's a good sukkah. Sukkah that's not Haru'uya L'Shiva, Lo Shma Sukkah. This does not mean that you have to build your sukkah before Sukkahs. You know, let's say you're going to build your sukkah, for some reason you're building your sukkah on the fourth day of Sukkahs. Is it Roy L'Shiva? You only have 4 days left. No, it's still inherently Roy L'Shiva. There is going to be a man to Amar, we're going to have later on in Mizrach the Besechta, that you have to have one big sukkah for the whole week. Right? You have to build it beforehand. But we're going to get there. But that's not what it's saying. Roy L'Shiva just means inherently it is Ra'ui L'Shiva. Interesting. Ask the Sfas Emes on this line, back on the Gemara about Ein Olin La, yeah? Ain Olin La be Yantif. Ask the Sfas Emes, why can't you go into your sukkah in the tree before Yantif and stay there all of Yantif? It's Roy L'Shiva. If the whole problem of Rabbi Yehuda is Ain Roy, so you go beforehand. So he says, Harai, again, we were assuming it before, but he just explicates it. Harai, the problem isn't going into the sukkah, it's using the sukkah. So even if you go in beforehand, it's still usur. You still, every second that you're up there, you're still using the sukkah. So even though it's going to be royal, the shiva, you might say, but still, that is still going to be a problem. It's lav dafka, the going up the tree, but it's using the tree itself. Continues the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's eno roy l'shiva, and therefore it's no good. Rabbi Meir, hanami midaraisa mechsa chazi. Rabbi Meir says that midaraisa, it is a good sukkah. Rabbanu de gazruba, and there are just midarabanan, it is a problem. And therefore, Rabbi Meir says that it is okay to use it al gabe habehim. Okay, this machlokis relates to something we discussed all the way back in Dav Gimel. And that is, when we had the discussion about the raisas derabanans, where the rabbanan tell you not to do something, we just had the discussion, shofar b'shabbos. Shofar b'shabbos. So I have a marker that I didn't quote that, so I'm going to bring it up again. The Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach, talks about the case that we discussed then, and that is, if you blow shofar on Shabbos, you get a mitzvah. You violate it, and it's a derabanan, but you get a mitzvah or not. Major discussion in the Achronim. You might be mechalik between every case. So he talks a little bit about the case, and he quotes our Gemara. He says, it sounds like a machlokas tanaim. Because what happens here? Rabbi Yehuda says, chagas has to be royal l'shiva. And because it's an issa derabanan to go up, so it's not royal l'shiva, period. Sounds like it's puzzle, right? Derabanan affecting a daraisa. While Rabbi Meir says, no, daraisa is good. It's just an issur derabanan. Right? Smash, but it doesn't affect. So you might say it's a machlokas tanaim. So that's what he suggests. Then he says, look at the ritva. So he says, look at the ritva. We have to look at the ritva. Says the ritva, no. Even if you say, it's general, he doesn't say this, but we're adding this in. Even if you say in general that derabanans do not affect daraisas. And if the rabbis tell you not to do something and you do it, you do get the mitzvah. This case is different. Why? Because Ra'ui L'Shiva means L'maisa Ra'ui L'Shiva. That's what the Din Torah means. It has to be L'maisa Ra'ui L'Shiva, meaning there can't be any limitations on your usage. So even an Issa D'Rabbanan is a limitation. That's not saying all D'Rabbanans affect our rises. And if you don't make Kiddush with the words Chazal use, you know, you're not going to be Ose Kiddush. No. This case is different, says the Ritva. Elishu Sofer Shekach Din Torah. Lifso kol sukkah she'ena ru'i l'shiva me'ezit sad v'inyin she'yiya v'arhi psula min ha'torah. So therefore, you might not be able to bring any rayas from this case. That is b'chalik maybe between daraisas and darabanans. He says, because he quotes different makoros, one makar that says, if you read into the Cheshek Shlomo talks about, what happens if Purim fell out on Shabbos, and what happens? You forgot, you're supposed to read the Megillah on Thursday. What happens if you forgot, or an ones happens, and you didn't read it on Thursday or Friday, and it's Shabbos now. Should you read the Megillah? Should you read the Megillah today? That's what the Cheshek Shlomo discusses. And then he relates it to Shofar B'Shabbos. So he ends up saying that maybe there's a chilek between Daraisas and Darabanans. That if the rabbis came up with this whole mitzvah, then they could say it doesn't exist today. It used to exist today, and now it exists tomorrow. So it doesn't. You should not read the Megillah. Mashenki and Shofar, maybe it would be. Okay, that's again, you have to put these Makoros back with what we discussed with Tosfos and Daf Gimel about the dinim derabbanan. When the rabbanan tell you not to do something and you do it anyway, do you get the mitzvah? Or other cases, the rabbanan tell you how to do a mitzvah. They tell you how to do kiddush. They tell you how to do a certain mitzvah, and you don't do it in that way. Those are all part of the same issue. Okay, now new piece. Asa'ah. Some Mishonim have a girsa, a ton of rabbanan here. Either way, it's a new idea now. Asa'ah lebehema dofan lesukkah. Okay, forget building a sukkah on an animal. What if you use an animal for a wall on your sukkah? You use an animal for a wall. Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Meir posels, and Rabbi Yehuda's machshir, shahay Rabbi Meir omer, because Rabbi Meir says, in four cases, we'll see, kol davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim, anything that has life in it, meaning an animal, ein osan osan lo dofen lasukkah, you're not allowed to use a live object for a wall to a sukkah. Below lechi la mavli, as we discussed yesterday, you can't use an animal for a lechi, for a pole outside of your alleyway between the alley and the street for the tamach or the mavli. Below pasim li biros, and in that case, the beginning of the second parak in Erevin, you have a water well, and you're going to build four L-shaped right angle little walls around it. You have four corners, and are you allowed to use those? Are called the diumdin, right? Because it's du amudin. So you had to use animals over there. So the Rebbe Meir says, no, you can't use animals for those either. V'lo golel kever. And what does that mean? An animal used as a golel over a kever also doesn't have the status of a golel. What's a golel? That's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. It's a machlokas in a number of places between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says a golel is the cover of the coffin. If you use the animal for a cover for a coffin, so that is doesn't have the status of golel in your hilchos tumah v'tahara. Tosfos in Shabbos says, that's somewhat unusual. You know, wouldn't you have a cover for a coffin? You could use an animal to cover. So Tosfos says, sometimes the Gemara gives cases that are very unusual just to teach us halacha, just to teach us lamdis, but not really halacha lamaisa that it's ever done. That's what Tosfos says in Shabbos, kuf, nun, beis, ame beis. If you look at that Tosfos. Really, the Gemara doesn't mean that it's really going to happen, but it says that teach us. But Tosfos doesn't like that case. Tosfos says, you know, golem means a matzeva. Like we have a matzeva. Matzeva, that's what a golem means. So if you use an animal for a matzeva, doesn't have the status of a matzeva, regarding certain halachas of hilchos tumah v'tahara. That's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. What does golem mean? But either way, Rabbi Meir says in all these cases, you cannot use an animal. You can't use an animal for a sukkah, or for a lechi, or for osin pasin, and it doesn't have the status of a golem. Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Amru. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says a fourth case. Af in kosin alav gitei nashim. You also cannot write a get on an animal. My time, all the Shabbat, the Gemara talks about it. We'll talk about it Hashem, not today, maybe Hashem 2 days, 2 nights. My time is Rabbi Meir. So what's the reason for Rabbi Meir in all these cases? Why can't you use an animal for your wall of a sukkah? Right, why not? So says the Gemara, machlokas. Abai Amar Shema Tamos, Rabzer Amar Shema Tivrach. Abai says you're worried that the animal's going to die. The animal's going to die, he's going to fall over, and then you're not going to have a 10 tavach wall anymore. Right? Or maybe the animal's going to run away. Right? I'm going to run away, there goes your wall. So, two chashashos. We're going to talk about why each one, if they're worried about the other one. Shema Tibrach or Shema Tamos? Says the Gemara now, Bepil Kashur. Oh, Kuli Amalo Pligi. Everybody agrees, if you have an elephant that's tied up, then that's for sure kosher. Why? A, he can't run away. And B, even if he falls down, it's still 10 tefachim high. Right? So, when it comes to elephants, everyone wants to use an elephant for their walls, no problem. You got the heter right here. Right, kol amal pligi dinami mayis. He's not running away because he's tied up. And even if the elephant dies, yesh b'nei v'loh, so yud. It's 10 tefachim high. So, no problem. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas about between, what's the nafkamina? In other words, between the two reasons of Shema Tibrach and Shema Tamos. Ki pligi b'pil she'eno kasher. You have an elephant that's not tied. L'man da'amar Shema Tamos lo chashinan. According to the one who says, Shema Tamos, you are not Choshesh, Lamanta Amar, Gzera, Shema Tivrach, Chayshinon. You're worried that it might run away. Says the Gemara now, Lamanta Amar, Gzera, Shema Yitamus, Necha, Shema Tivrach. Hey, according to the Manta Amar that's worried about maybe the animal's going to die, why aren't you also worried that the animal's going to run away? Isn't that a more probable occurrence that the animal's going to run away? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. The Manta Amar, Shema Tamus is also Choshesh, Shema Tivrach. So what's the Nafkamina? Okay, what's the Machlokas about? El Bepil She'eno Kasher, Kuli Amal Apligi. You're right. By an untied elephant, everybody agrees that you have to be worried, because everybody's worried that it's going to run away. What's the machlokas about? Ki pligi bebehema kashura. A non-elephant. You have a regular animal that is tied up. So what's the machlokas? L'manda amar gzeira shama tamas chayshinon. So it's tied up. but you're still worried that it might die and then it'll be too short. You're not worried that it's going to run away. So that's the maskana, the nafkamina between Reb Zeira and Abaya is, in this case, we have an animal that is tied up. The Ritva quotes, Ritva not here, and Erevin quotes, a person is also a nafkamina. If you use people, use a person as your wall. Because you have to stand there, maybe you have temporary sukkah. So if you worry Shema Tivrach, you're not worried because it's a bar das, he's not running away. He knows you want to fulfill your mitzvah. If it's Shema Tamuz, then Mayodea Mayalid Yom. So therefore you have to be worried about that.
Is the person wide enough?
Guess Yesh V'Yesh. But you have to have a few people. Okay. Lying down, right.
Oh, no, he'll make it.
Three tvachim, you have to fly four people with a couple tvachim in between.
No, we'll say six tvachim, the wall, and he'll make it seven.
Right, if it's six tvachim, the wall six, and he'll
make it good.
Okay, right. Okay. Ulaman da Amar continues the Gemara. Ulaman da Argazir Hashem Tivrach Necha Hashem Telmus. We already said one direction. We said according to the Man da Amar that was worried about Misa, why isn't he worried about running away? Now what about the other way? According to the Man da Amar Hashem Tivrach, why are you also worried about Shema Tamus? Maybe the animal is going to die? Misa lo shchicha. Now we're not worried about Misa, and therefore it is not a problem. Into the question of the Noda Yehuda. Noda Yehuda asks that we know tefillin have to be made out of hides from a kosher animal. That's the principle that we learned. We had it in Masechta Shabbos and other places. That's the halacha. The Magen Avraham extends this to any chefsa shel mitzvah has to be from a kosher animal. For example, shofar. Right? Shofar. Shofar is lechatchila from an ayil. Next level down from any kosher animal. There's a question, what about from a non-kosher animal? Para is pasul, right? Inka teganasa sedegar. What about from? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes their poskim, if you only have a shofar from a non-kosher animal, use it and don't make a bracha. But it's really an issue. But ask the Noda B'Yehuda, according to those shitas that say you can never use something to create a chetzah shal mitzvah from something not kosher, how could you make a sukkah with an elephant? Elephant's a non-kosher animal. How can you make a sukkah from an elephant? Non-kosher animal, you're building a chetzah shal mitzvah. And just like shofar, is that a real chetzah shel mitzvah, right? If you steal the shofar, right, no problem. Ain b'kol din gazel, right, no problem, because the mitzvah is the shmiya here too. The shofar is creating a hechi timsi for you to do the mitzvah, so to the sukkah. So what's the difference? If you say a shofar has to come from a kosher animal, so do your dvanos should have to come from a kosher animal. That's the kasha of the Noda B'Yehuda. So what's the answer? It's got to be an answer to the kasha. Right, the Gemara talks about a field. Oh, so a couple of answers. See the Biuri Hadav here, he has a couple of answers. I'll mention two. Then we'll move on. One answer is that maybe the whole idea of having to come from a kosher animal is only by something that has to come from an animal, like tefillin and shofar, etc. But tfanos don't have to come from an animal. That principle doesn't apply to the tfanos. It's only something that comes from a kosher animal that comes from an animal has to come from a kosher animal. A. B, another, that's one chiluk. Another chiluk, though, which has, we've touched on in other contexts, and that is maybe there's a difference between shofar and sukkah. Even though the mitzvah is shmiya, but still, maybe shofar is more connected to the mitzvah than the sukkah is connected. The sukkah is a pure hechi timsi, to create your place where you could sit in to be able to hear mitzvah. Shofar, we know, a bar chiyuva has to blow, right? If it's totally shmiya, you could have a monkey blow, right? I heard the shofar. So you still have to create a sound through a shofar so you can be mechalik between shofar and sukkah. Yeah. What about chilazon? Chilazon. So is that right? It might not be a kosher animal, but you might say the chilazon not using is just mare. It's just right. If we say kol mare v'reach ein bo b'shem me'ila, right? If it's just dying, there's no mamashas there. You have the strings are from the from wool and from whatever it is, right? Just the chilazon maybe just dies. I'm just thinking now, but it could be because there's no mamashas there. So just like there's no me'ila, there's no problem here. Right, the hide, that's the tefillin. Tefillin is about the hide of the animal. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so fine, so we're speaking about, you could have an animal tied up, you're not worried about Misa and this. That's the Gemara. If you're using an animal, then there's a lot of space between his legs. So there's a lot of space there. The Gemara says, David loy behutz of adafno, you stuffed it up with bushes and straw and branches. Ah, Vadilma Rava, maybe he's going to lie down. He's going to lie down on the branches. How can you make sure? So you're not worried about dying, but about lying down. The mesicha ba'ashli mil'el. No, you held it up with rope, so it's not gonna fall down. Ask the Gemara, l'adar exershev etamus nami amischa ba'ashli mil'el. So why is there anybody that's worried about dying? Right? So if the animal dies, it's still held up. Says the Gemara, no. Zim in debuka b'pachas b'shlosh shesabak l'schach. Maybe you'll have a case where you're holding up your animal, and the top of the animal is within three tfachim of the top of the sukkah, so therefore you're relying on love wood. When the animal dies, it's going to go down a drop. Right? Everything that's not alive is heavier. Right? The Gemara says that Shena is 1/60th of death. When somebody's sleeping, they're much heavier. Right? Just like when you're sleeping, you're heavier. Right? So too, that's why you know when the baby's sleeping. The baby's sleeping when it feels like a rock has been put on your shoulder. Right? So here too, when an animal dies, it goes down a little bit, and you might not notice. The kiva de maisa kafsa, it shrivels up a little bit, it gets smaller. The lava daita, you might not realize it, and you're sitting in a sukkah where the animal is less than 3 tefachim from the schach, and that's not a kosher sukkah. That's why we're worried in that case. Period. Question, comma? Right, what did we just have before? We had a machlokas, Abaya and Reb Zera. Abaya is the one that said, remember what we're talking about, remember the context. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether you're allowed to use an animal for a wall of the sukkah. We have a machlokas between Abaya and Reb Zera, what's the machlokas about? So we're going to focus on Abaya. Abaya says the machlokas is about whether you're worried that the animal is going to die. Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to use it because you're not worried the animal's going to die. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to use it because, I'm sorry, the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda is makshir. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not worried. And Rabbi Meir is posel. So now we're going to ask a stira. How could Abaya say that Rabbi Meir is chashina lamisa and therefore says you're not allowed to use an animal for schach? And Rabbi Yehuda says it's not chashina lamisa. V'hatznan, but we learned in Hilchas Gittin, bas Yisrael sheneses l'kohen. V'holach b'ayla l'medidas hayam, a bas Yisrael, a Yisraelis that's married to a kohen. Thus, she eats truma because of her husband. And that her husband went away. If her husband has died, she can no longer eat truma. Assuming here she does not have any children. If she has children, they can eat truma because of the children. But if she doesn't have any children, a Yisraelis who's married to a Kohen and then the Kohen dies can no longer eat truma. So in this case, her husband's gone. You have no idea whether he's alive or dead. You don't have to be worried that he died. He wasn't a goseis, he was a regular healthy person, so therefore you can assume that he's still alive. That's one Mishnah. V'ramina nala, and there's a stira, because the other source says, Harezek yidasha achas kodim misasi, the man's going on a trip, and he's worried, it's a dangerous trip, he's worried something's going to happen to him, and he doesn't want to have his wife have to go through yibam or chalitza, he doesn't want his wife to have to do that, so he wants to make sure she's divorced before he dies. So he gives her a get and says, this is your get, a minute before I die. Right, so whenever if he comes to die, then she's divorced l'mafreya. Right, similar, the Gemara talks about this kind of case by the Chayalot Shel Beit David. When the people from David HaMelech's army went out, it says the Gemara says that they wrote a get to their wives. One of the shittas is that they wrote it this kind of tonight. So that's what he says. Person said gives his wife a get and says, "This is the get. A minute before I die, asura le'achol b'tshuva miyad." She's not allowed to eat truma now because you're worried that he died. Stira, first Mishnah says, you don't have to be worried that he died. And the second one says, yes. V'yamar Abaye, and Abaye himself answered. Lo kasha, ha Rebbe Meir de lo chayish lamisha. Rebbe Meir is the one that's not choshish lamisha. Ha Rebbe Yehuda de chayish lamisha. And this is Rebbe Yehuda who is choshish lamisha. Where do I know that? The Tanya, the following brisa. Halokeach yain mibein akusim. If somebody buys wine from the kusim, who are the kusim? Rashi explains, before we were gozer on them, that they should be treated like non-Jews. Right? Halokeach yain mibein akusim. Omer, but you assume that they didn't take off Tumas HaMaisers. Right? This is not Ame Ha'aretz, that it's a Chumra Midrabanan. That Rov Ame Ha'aretz take off, and therefore you just take off the Torah's Chumra, and that's called Demai. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a Kusi who didn't take off anything. So therefore, you're stuck. Why are you stuck? Rashi explains, either it's 2 minutes before Shabbos, or it's during the week, but you want to take a drink, you're thirsty, and you have no Kalim to pour the Tumas HaMaisers into. So said, do you have any choice? So said the Braisa, Halokeach Yanu Medakusim, Omer, you're allowed to say, according to Rabbi Meir, Shnei Lugin Shanausi Lahafish Arain Truma, 2 Lugin, which I'm going to take off, you know, later, that's Truma. Right, that is 1/50th. Asara Maiser Rishon, and then 10% will be Maiser Rishon, Tisha Maiser Sheni, 9 of what's left, let's say, is Maiser Sheni. It's not exactly 9, but it's about that. Umiyachal v'shozum miyad Rabbi Meir. Umiyachal, what does miyachal mean? So let's just go with Rashi now. Miyachal means, what about the Maiser Sheni in here? It means you could be mechalal, the Maiser Sheni kedusha, onto money in your house. There's Truma, and Maiser Rishon, and Maiser Sheni is what's in my house. V'shozum miyad, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, and you could drink right away. Meaning what? Rabbi Meir is not worried that the bottle's going to break before you get to be mafresh. So if he's not worried about that, the Gemara is assuming he's not worried about somebody dying, he's not worried about a bottle breaking. Those go hand in hand, we're assuming. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, all answer, question mark. So put it all together, we have three machlokos here, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We have the animal for a wall by your sukkah, number one. We have the get, number two. Whether you choshit that somebody died by a get, and number three, we have this drinking the bottle case. But the Gemara is asking based on the first two. The Gemara is saying there's a stira between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the first two cases, in the sukkah case and in the get case. So it says the Gemara, eifach. Easy answer. Switch them. Really, it is switch. Switch this second answer. Rabbi Meir, chayish shlemisa. Rabbi Yehuda, lo chayish shlemisa. Really, Rabbi Meir is the one that's choshit shlemisa, and therefore Rabbi Meir would passel you from using that for a wall, for using the animal in your sukkah, and Rabbi Meir is the one that says you have to be worried by get. Rabbi Yehuda nachai shlemisa. The Tanya, as the Braita says, beferish the opposite way. Asal behema dofan l'sukkah. Rabbi Meir posel. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. So really, you switch around the shitas. Just two more lines. We worked out the first two cases, but not the third case. Again, the first machlokas between whether you could use an animal for a wall of your sukkah. Case number two, are you worried that somebody who's not here died regarding Hilchos Gittin? So we've worked that out. In those first two cases, Rabbi Meir is worried about death, and therefore you cannot use the animal, and you're worried that the husband died. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite in both those cases. But the shittas don't line up in the third case. Because in the third case, Rabbi Meir says you don't have to be worried that the bottle's going to break, and you could drink your wine now. But what do you mean? He's choshish shlemisa. So it says the Gemara, Kasha the Rimeir, the Rimeir. So what do you do with the first two cases versus the third case? Amalachar Rimeir, no. Misa Shchicha, Bekiyas, and Olo Shchicha. People die. That's part of life. Bottles don't break. Right? So there's Lo Shchicha. That's nothing you have to worry about. After the Masala Shomer, you could give it to somebody to watch. They'll make sure it doesn't break. Period. So that's the difference. Rimeir, Meikra Din, is Chashina Lamisa, and he's not Lo Shchicha, so the bottles will break. What about the other way? Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So what about Rabbi Yehuda? Is also a stira. The first two cases, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about Misa, while in the last case, he is worried about Bekiyas Hanod, about the bottle breaking. Taima, Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara, no! The reason Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow you to drink from the bottle and do this, it's not because of he's worried the bottle's going to break. Taima, Rabbi Yehuda, la mishum dechayish Bekiyas Hanod, ela mishum deles lei breira. But it's because he does not hold a breira, the huge sugya that we've touched on a number of times. Are you allowed to see the roots of future events in the past? That's the issue of breira. So remember, Yehuda says you don't say that. Meaning, just because you're going to take off the Shuvos HaMaisos later on, you're not allowed to say that happened already. You're not allowed to shoot that backwards. That's why. Nothing to do with chashidon for breaking. Really, Yehuda Meikra Din, you're not choshesh le-misa. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Okay, there's lots more to talk about in Breira and other issues. We'll stop here. Bez Hashem, again, tomorrow there will not be a shir. There will be a shir in Sechel Baba Kama, if you're interested, 7th Parak. Those are also all on the web at cbey.org. And Bez Hashem on Wednesday night, 8:30 to 10, we'll do about 40 minutes or so each daf. Be like a double parsha, just an equal time. We'll try. We'll have tomorrow's daf, and Wednesday's daf will be on Wednesday night. And again, Thursday and Friday's daf will be given by Menachem on Thursday night at 8:30. Gemar Chazim Atov.